Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
As easy as the touch of a button, the message of life on 657 AM.
The Song of Mac, man. And I just remember those days where I used to back it to Misa because La Pecol drinking, what we ever forget something at I thought. And I can answer that. I'm cautious studio, La PCPC. But, well, it's a great song indeed. We trust the Father is blessing you so much in a mighty way, the best of friends, man. And I will also play Uzolile and Novuyo throughout the program. And these are just friends, you know, that I used to really hang up with in the ministry. And there is something that we did with Uvuyo, which was not as traditional as most of his songs. You will see now for yourself when we play that song. Otherwise, let us welcome Professor Buyisonde. She's on the line. Professor, greetings to you.
Greetings to you, my brother. I trust you're doing well today. I am good. I am good.
That's good to hear, Professor.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So let me also greet our family, the Radio Pulpit family, in the glorious name of our King, Yahushua HaMashiach. I'd also like to greet my brother, Brother Baruch, here in his absence. I'm hoping maybe by God's grace he will join us. But yeah, all is well. We speak a blessing upon his life as well.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Now he's caught up in something today and... I was just happy to hear that there were people who were amusing him on the traffic there. He was laughing alone, and I said, okay, that's good.
Wow.
That's good.
Yeah, all is well.
Yeah. Tonight we are talking about spiritual instruction as to what it is even all about. And much of the times we don't take cognizance of this. And perhaps some days we need to really speak about discipleship and the essence of it. That when it is not there, what's the problem? You know, that discipleship is no longer there. We'll touch base on that. But the aspect of instruction is very much important, that it goes hand in hand with obedience. And yesterday I was talking to the people about obedience. Enkangale, and I was saying, you know, if you go on to teach and there is no obedience, that teaching is vanity. It's in vain. Every teaching that we give must bring us to obedience unto the Father at all times. And instruction, therefore, is there to guide us into the perfection or the perfect nature of obedience. And that in itself is one of the things that we need to really look into. So, we are going to talk about it. What is spiritual instruction? The instruction that is from the Father. Or you can just say divine instruction. What is it even all about? And when we look at the church today, and here's my perspective. When we look at the church today, would we say we are walking on the instructions of the Most High? Or have we diverted a bit or more into instructions that are self-devised? And these come because we have raised for ourselves institutions of worship, denominations, ministries, and associations of churches that have brought in guidelines as to what is acceptable to teach. And when we look into that, does it still go with the instruction of the Father as to how the church ought to be? Someone made a joke a year ago, and we said to me, you all have the same enemy, but you are so divided, it's not funny. Says, all of you, you have the same enemy, but you are so divided, it's not funny. There's no way you can win in this manner. And the division is brought on by deviations from the divine instruction as to how the church ought to be, the body of Christ, and the things that we need to do. And I commend those who are working hard to bring the truth into the church again. Because some populists and those who are in the limelight have betrayed the way of his instruction. To a great extent, they formulated their own ways. How possible these days that you would see and look into a crowd and look through a crowd, and those of you who understand this, when you do aerial shots, you would compare an aerial shot that you did 15 years ago. That is somewhere around 2006, 2005, or 18 years, 19 years ago, or 20 years ago. Compare the aerial shot in the church service or in a seminar. Compare the aerial shot with the one that you'd be choosing, you might be doing now. And you would realize that there is a fundamental change. Many people in the aerial shot that is current would be looking, let us say, at the Bible through their phones, but also many of them would not be paying attention because there's so many things in the phone. Actually, the interpretations that are given would be so catastrophic. Then 20 years ago, you'd see people with a Bible and a notebook. I'm not saying the latter is bad compared to the former. I'm saying in the latter, there is too much flexibility that one can wander away from instruction. Because everyone is speaking about instruction in their own way, devoid of the word. And that's a big problem that we are facing today. We can call ourselves believers, others are calling themselves Christian. But what really defines us as belonging to the Messiah and being of the household of the Most High is the manner in which we keep his commandments and his instructions. And tonight I want us just to elaborate on that, the issue of his instructions, and to say to ourselves, are we still, on par, straight on the way with his instructions, or have we gone astray? That's a thing to look into. And I'm worried that if we don't talk about this, people invent their own. Because divine instructions seems to dissipate in the ministries. You will see something that I saw happening in London. What I saw is that, churches were becoming more and more empty. You see, instruction keeps you based on the word. When it is not there, you wander away. That is why Christ is known as the word of the Father, his divine instruction. Now it comes to us, and we really need to check as to whether we still stand firm with regards to his instruction. Are we still standing firm with regards to his instruction? What does the word say? If you look into First Samuel chapter 9, verse 27, it says, as they were going down to the outskirts of the city, Samuel said to Saul, tell the servant to go on ahead of us. And he went on, but you stand here a while that I may announce to you the word of Yahuwah. Divine instruction is the word of Yahuwah announced to us. And today is just motivational talks, man. Intellectualism, humanism, it's all those things devoid of the Spirit of the Father. And that's a sad point. For those who are coming to the knowledge of the Christ and they find the mess that we have set, they go back too easily. There's no announcement of the word of the Most High. Divine instruction is also prophetic. Hence, it is known as the announced word of the Most High that we need to obey. 2 Kings 17 verse 28 says, "Then one of the priests whom they had carried away from Samaria came and dwelt in Bethel and taught them how they should fear the Elohim." Divine instructions, the teachings on how we should reverence the Most High. Teachings on how we should relate to the Most High. That is what divine instruction is all about. Today, people are calling him Heavenly Daddy. Others they say Papa. Others they say whatever they say. And if you listen to our music, it's devoid of the instruction. Hence, I played that song by Mac. Because he's seeking for instruction. That song in Dikokele, "Guide me, lead me, instruct me." I wonder if we are those kinds of people today. We like to be serenaded with music and these celebrity preachers, radio presenters, TV presenters, and all those kinds of things. Yeah, you saw so-and-so came to our church. What happened? Wow, it was powerful. What happened? What did the Father say? There's no answer there, but we know it was powerful. Second Chronicles, chapter 17, verse 7, says, "Also in the third year of his reign, he sent his leaders, Ben-Hail, Obadiah, Zachariah, Nathaniel, and Micaiah, to teach in the cities of Judah." To teach. Divine instructions are the teachings of the Most High. Do we still get that? I don't know, man. Do we still get that? I wonder a lot.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co. For an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life Explained.
Zibanda kanye nathi ekuguquleni impilo zabantu ilizwe liphela apha ku Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
25 past 6. We are together till 8 o'clock Tuesday live. The name of the show. My name is Ray and I'm hanging out with Professor Buyiso Ndezi from the University of Johannesburg. She's on the line and of course, we're touching on this issue of divine instruction, Professor. What comes to mind?
Yes, you are dealing with this controversial topic, I would say, because as you are outlining it, to me it seems like we've missed the mark because we have formulated our own way of doing things and we have left the instruction of the Lord. Maybe the problem is that we don't really understand what it really means. And you've been trying to tell us that. So when we talk about spiritual instruction, you spoke of divine instruction. We're speaking about the guidance from the Most High. We're talking about the direction that God wants us to take so that we can live for Him. We're talking about the divine orders that come from the Most High. We talk about the information that comes from the Lord, not the information that comes from men. We're talking about the commandments, and you even touched on the fact that the divine instructions are the teachings from the Most High. And you said there are also prophetic messages from him. So it means as we speak about this, we are getting to really understand what God is talking about when he speaks of divine instruction, of which all of us need to know so that we can be able to live according to them. It does not help anybody to know the instructions if they are not going to be obeyed. You've put a very important point there when you spoke of instructions which need to be obeyed, because each and every one of them, when they are given, God expects that they must be obeyed. When they are obeyed, that is when we live for him and we are able to live out the message that the Most High is talking about. You spoke the verse 2 Chronicles chapter 17, verse 7, where you speak about in the third year of the reign of this king, the Lord spoke about this in the towns of Judah. And I thought of whether in churches these days, do we have teachings? Do we have discipleship classes? Or do we speak our own minds? Or we speak our prophelying? Brother Baruch will say that you no longer even prophesy, we prophelying. So what is it that we are talking? Are we speaking the messages of the Most High? Are we speaking his instructions? Are we taking our word instead of taking the word of the Most High? He says in the book of John, he who loves me will keep my commandments. And that's the big question. Do we keep the commandments of the Lord? Because if we cannot keep the commandments, it means the spiritual instructions are not obeyed. That which God wants us to do, we are not doing. So spiritual instructions are the commandments of the Most High. And where do we get these? We get these from the Word. And he says, when we keep them, we show our love for him. We show that we are in him and he in us, because we can only be glued to God by the power of his Word. He is his Word. You even mentioned that the Messiah, Yahushua HaMashiach, is the Word of the Father. So if he is the Word of the Father, he gives instruction, and he is the instruction himself. He is the message. So if he is the message, we're expected to obey him. We're expected to live by him. If we live by the Word, we live by the instructions of the Most High. We live by the counsel of the Most High. We live in that divine call that is given to us by the Father. Then the other question that I think we can talk about while we are still here is the message that we are giving out in our churches when we go to church to preach to people. What instruction are we giving them? Are we giving them our own instruction, or are we giving the instruction the Word of God? Because we now understand that the divine instruction is the Word of God. It is not only passed on to the people of God by the word of mouth, but it is expected to be lived out. We remember the story of King Saul, when Saul was given an instruction by Samuel coming from the Most High. So he had to do exactly as God has instructed him. So when he turned on the way doing half of the instruction, he disobeyed God, which is why you had to put the comparison between the instruction and the obedience, that if we are given an instruction without obeying it, we are as good as people who disobeyed God, and we will not be living for God. So we will be judged for that. So that story is a true depiction of how we should live for God, of how we should take the word of God. May it be it comes from the prophet of God, may it be it comes from the Bible, which is the word of God. It needs to be obeyed. It is how God leads us. It is how God guides us. He guides us by the power of the word. He uses the word to make us to be one with him, because he is the word. So if we are not going to take the instruction, we are not going to be led by God. We are not going to live for God. And the church these days is supposed to be living by the instruction. Living by instruction means living by the word. And living by the word means you need to be doing the word. We need to be the doers of the word. We don't need to hear it. So when we do the word, we don't do half of the word, but we do the full information. The whole instruction must be done. Half instruction is as good as nothing that you would have done. So we're seeing that when Saul did half of what God has said, he didn't do the instruction of God, and as a result, he lost out the call of God. He lost out his position. He lost out even the favor of the Most High. So we get the instruction, this divinity, when we obey it. And we see that the Most High here is speaking. If you love me, you'll keep my commandments. And his commandments are coming from the word. And his word is who he is. And when he speaks, he expects us to act, not just to hear it. And we need to be the doers of the word.
Mm, absolutely. If you just joined us, we are talking about divine instruction. What it is even all about. And you can send us your WhatsApps, 082-657-2729. Do we still stick to the instruction of the Most High? Have we gone on to teach our own things, man? No. Have we gone on to teach our own things, the things that we want to teach? I want to hear and understand from you. 082-657-2729. Let us hear what you say on the matter. And of course, you can give us a shout, talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. That's what we're talking about. And of course, also, the very, very issue of divine instruction is something we need to know and understand. We're taking your calls. Let's hear what you say. Sawubona Dumela, hi.
Hello, hello.
Hello, sir. Welcome.
Yes, sir. Wonderful topic that has been talked about.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, very much important. I think for the believer to understand why it's important to obey to the instructions that are given by the word or by Messiah himself is that we must have this perspective of the kingdom.
Mm.
The main thing that Yeshua came on earth to do was to preach kingdom,
yes.
Was to converse for kingdom, mm-hmm. Was to open unto us kingdom. So if we understand that there's a kingdom, or we belong to this kingdom, the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of the Father, then we'll understand that if, for instance, you take a situation of a monarch, there's a kingdom, there's a constitution, there's a king, and therefore all those who belong to this kingdom will go according to the instructions of the constitution or of the regulations and laws that are there. That's very much important to understand that as children of Abaya, we belong to his kingdom. Then it will be easy to follow instructions. For instance, Yeshua is asked, which are the greatest laws, okay, of Abaya, and he says, love Abaya with all your heart, all your soul. So you know, Musa Samaras, and then love your neighbor as yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Very, 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 very important, those things. You cannot call yourself a believer and you hate the next brother or any other person. That is the basics. The four, when he says love Abaya with all your heart, and all, so he's referring to the four set. I mean, the four commandments and all of them as they are. One, two, three, four, first commandment. And when he says love your neighbor as you love yourself, he refers to the last six. And this is very much important and is also aligned with what Paul talks about when he talks about the fruit of the Spirit.
Yeah,
those are the main things that are there. And once we understand that we belong to this kingdom and this is what is expected of us as the commandments of our Father, we will do it out of love. Because the main thing why Yeshua, when he answered them, he said, love Abaya with all your heart and soul, and love your neighbor as yourself. He was actually emphasizing the fruit of the Spirit that is called love.
And that
if you love Abaya and fear him, you know, and you love your neighbor as you love yourself, you will not lead astray the people of Abaya, because you will understand that the position that you are in, it's a position of responsibility and accountability. That's why Yeshua, the first thing when they ask him out the last days, he says, be careful that you are not deceived.
Yes.
First thing, in Matatiahu, Matthew's 24, where he talks about the last days. And he says, there will be many messiahs that will appear. And it already shows you that there's going to be a situation, a problematic situation. And I like what you are talking about now, about also discipleship. Mm. That's the main thing. Discipleship is about telling one brother or one sister telling another brother, one brother telling another sister. And just like Yeshua did, the instruction that Yeshua left that he said, make disciples.
Yeah.
Not our own thing, or our own recruits. Mm. No. Mm. Disciples for him. And therefore, if you make disciples for Yeshua, then it means that you are going to teach people according to the instructions that you are given, according to the word.
Yeah.
Let me not take more time. Thanks.
I'm interested, Mayachi. I'm interested. Tuda. Yeah. Tuda Rabba. Tuda.
Tuda Rabba. Blessing.
Yeah. Blessing. Yeah, thank you so much. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. The very issue of divine instruction today.
Be doers of the word with 657 AM. Sounds of Life.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So, join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Radio Pulpit is a family radio station committed to biblical values. For this reason, we have signed a code of conduct with the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa. Under the code, Radio Pulpit is committed to giving news that is accurate, comments that are fair, and programming that is not offensive, obscene, or harmful. If you feel that Radio Pulpit is not living up to that code, we encourage you to direct your complaint in writing to the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa, P.O. Box 412-365, Craig Hall 2024, or send a fax to 011-787-0280, or email to bccsa@nabsa.co.za. The Broadcasting Complaints Commission is also obtainable on their website, www.bccsa.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Okay, a daily companion, and of course I asked Barukia to send us some notes on this, some files on this. Mayachi.
Shalom. Shalom, 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 family. Shalom to you, my ach. Shalom to you, Professor Bui Sondezi, Hamukhole, Ba Lelapa, the Radio Pulpit family. The topic that is at hand.
Yes.
Everyone got spiritual instructions. Regarding spiritual instruction, maybe guys, spiritual instruction is broad and it's a profound concept. And it can encompass dimensions of learning, growth, transformation within the spiritual or religious context. So whereby I can say it involves maybe things like doctrinal teachings, foundations, belief, you know. It often begins with teaching the core beliefs and doctrines of faith and tradition. So this would include the understanding of the nature of the Most High, the purpose of life, and the destiny of the soul. So ke se re ka ithutang mo go sone. Now this we may find it when we do a scriptural study and looking maybe modulong tse di tshwarang le go buisa Bible, that is when we can, when we engage deeply, we can be able to learn about that. So you can say also in a spiritual component where ronar le batho as individuals, we can come learn to interpret and to apply teachings that we have read from the scripture in our daily lives. So it would be something that helps us with our moral and ethical development, you know. And it truly helps in helping us study, carrying maybe an instruction to focus on developing or development, such as maybe the nine fruits of the Spirit, which is love, patience, humility, forgiveness, and honesty. So these are the essential qualities that the spiritual growth regarding their tlhokagala. So therefore re simola go nna le guidance, because then the direction is provided and we are able to make decisions that are aligned, you know, that are aligned to what the scripture teaches us. So maybe when we also look at maybe few scriptures, Psalm 32:8 says, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my loving eye on you. So we can be able to see for it, there is this particular direction which we need to be following. We want to elong for it. The Most High. So it helps us now. We're being instructed. So follow instructions. A visioner, therefore we have to follow his vision. We have to align to his vision. Not divisions. Proverbs 3, number 5, you are trust in Abba Yahuwah with all your heart and not lean on your own understanding, with all your ways, and submit to him and he will make your path straight. So again, a pattern is foot by kinyana. So re tshwanetse re latele motlhala o setseng o beilwe, e sa nna gore rona re simolola motlhala wa rona. So re tsama mo tseleng ya gagwe jaaka re ka etswa ke lefoko la gagwe le re bontshang tsela. Buka ya 1 James number 5 ya re, if any of you lacks wisdom, you ask Elohim, who generously gives without finding fault, and it will be given to you. So ke dilo tse re ka reng ra di lemoga kana ra di ithuta tse e leng gore ore lefoko le re bontsha tsone, gore ga re tsamaya mo tseleng e siameng kana re ithuta lefoko la gagwe, re kgona go ungelwa, ebile ga e le gore re batla go tsamaya ka tsela ya teng. So ke sone se re ka se bitsang gore it's an instruction, a spiritual instruction, e leng gore re tshwanetse re tsamaye. Ebile gape re ka re ke na le bo go practice dilo tse di tshwanang le bo thapelo, to worship, and we also learn how to engage in a meaningful way. So
yes.
Re ithuta dilo tse dintsi bo go tlhompana, meditation, whole lot of things, spiritual insight in general. So ke se nkareng ga ke simolola ke re no ke se re ithutang ka ga sone ga re bua ka spiritual instruction. Tuda
Mayahi, thank you so much for that. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you in a mighty way. You can send us your WhatsApp, 082657-2729. What is divine instruction? When we talk about this, what are we referring to? Where are we missing it, if any? Where are we missing it? You know, are there areas where basically we had somehow let go of the gauntlet? We've missed it somewhere. I need to know. You can send us your WhatsApp, so 2657-2729. Thank you so much, Charles Sibego, for the WhatsApp. I really appreciate it there. May the Father do you good. Bless you so much in a mighty way.
Uthandwa ngendlela ongasokuze uyiqonde. Khetha iRadio Pulpit 657 AM. Luthando olo.
All right, Professor, let me bring this to you. Now, when we talk about this very notion of divine instruction, and I want to go again into Nehemiah chapter 8, verses 2 and verse 7. But let me start with verse 2. It says, "So Ezra the priest brought the law before the assembly of men and women, and all who could hear with understanding on the first day of the seventh month." It is the law brought to us that we understand. It is instruction enables us to understand the law of the Most High. And verse 7 says, "And Yeshua, Bari, Sherebiah, Jamin, Akub, Shabbatai, Hodijah, Maseya, Kelita, Azan, Josat, Hanan, Paliah, and the Levites help the people to understand the law, and the people stood in their place." Instructions enables us to understand the law of the Father and to be able to stand in our right place in this world that we live in. Professor?
Thank you, brother, for this scripture that you just read. And you are bringing something that is very important about the instruction. When you read that, and the people stood in their place because they understood what the instruction was saying. So if one is getting the correct instruction, the instruction has power to make you do things that you are not going to do under normal circumstances. So in other words, it is in the obedience of the instruction that we see people acting in a certain manner. So these actions that are seen in Nehemiah 8 verse 2, it is because of what is carried by the instruction. And we started by reading verse 2, it says, "So Ezra the priest brought the law before the assembly of men and women, and all could hear with understanding on the first day of the seventh month." So let me elaborate on that, as you have already put this forth. So what was brought is the law, and in the law were instructions that needed to be executed. So the law is what God wanted them to know and to do. And what they had to do was seen, or is seen in verse 7, because they kept standing. It means we see them obeying the word of God that came from the law, or that came through the law. So here we are taught about the power of the instruction, the teaching that came from the instruction, which informs the steps that each one of us must take. And the element that I want to bring forth again, taking this to ourselves in this day and age, when we hear the law of God, and the expectation is that we need to stand on the law or stand in the law, keeping our groundedness based on what the law is saying, it tells us that when the word is spoken, it is the power of the word that must keep us in our own position. But why are we not being kept in that position? So there's another element that comes in here, that we are not obeying the spirit of the Most High. We are no longer like those people of, or the Israelites, who were solely dependent on the law, and they knew that if they had broken the law, they would face punishment, they would face judgment. But now these days, because we don't see the judgment of the Most High coming immediately, which makes us to be cold to the word of God, to be disobedient, because there is no immediate judgment that comes upon us, which is why we find ourselves doing the way we do, because God does not judge us immediately. I think it is that thing that we are taking advantage of, that God is showing us mercy, is showing us his grace, and people take advantage of the instruction of God, even if it was given. And when we read John 16, verse 13, I would like us to quickly read that so that we can elaborate and reiterate this word. It says, but when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you in all the truth. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come. So here we are being taught and told that the law of God will be told to us and taught to us, but there will be an emphasis that will come from the Holy Spirit. So the problem is that we are not taking advantage of the helper, the advocate, the standby, who is with us. We think it is going to be okay to live by our own ways, or to depend on the flesh, to depend on our minds to execute the word of the Most High. But the unfortunate thing is that as we depend on ourselves, we continue to move away from the Most High, whereas God has said, I have left you with the Holy Spirit, who will continue to give you instructions and to remind you the instructions. Psalm 143 verse 8 is also reiterating that. It says, let me hear your loving kindness in the morning, for I trust in you. Teach me the way in which I should walk, for to you I lift up my soul. So the instruction of God is more about teaching us. It's more about guiding us. We are not going to know the will of God without us being taught by the Holy Spirit, which is where the discipleship comes in. So it will. Discipleship will come when we teach, but who is the great teacher? The Holy Spirit. So if we are not going to allow him to guide us, to teach us, we are going to be led away. And what makes these things even worse is that we are not dependent on the Holy Spirit. We are grieving the Holy Spirit. And Ephesians 4:30 says we must not grieve the Holy Spirit by whom we were sealed, but we are ignoring the ministry of the Holy Spirit. If we ignore the ministry of the Holy Spirit, we are ignoring the spiritual guidance. We are ignoring the instruction. There is no way that our minds, our flesh, can understand the word of the Most High except if we have someone who will explain it. And who is the one who will explain it and make it clear to us? This is the ministry of the Holy Spirit. If we grieve the Holy Spirit, how are we going to know the mind of the Father? How are we going to know the will of the Father? How are we going to know the guidance? We're not going to be led in the manner that God wants us to be led. Isaiah 30:21 speaks about the leading of the Most High through the word. He says, your ears shall hear a word behind you. Are we hearing the word of God? The answer would be yes and no, dependent on the execution of the instruction. If you would say you heard the word, this must be seen by the way you will act. But if your actions are not going to be in line with the word that was spoken, there is no way we would know that we've heard the word of God. But God says, your ears shall hear the word behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. So if the word says, this is the way, walk in it, you've already received the instruction. It means the only thing that is left is for us to walk where God wants us to walk. But we find ourselves walking in our own way, own instructions, meaning we are disobeying God. An instruction gives a message that must be obeyed. And an instruction comes from the word. And it comes from, and we are reminded by the Holy Spirit. If we are going to ignore the ministry of the Holy Spirit in this day and age, we're going to miss it, because we as human beings in the flesh, we have no capacity to understand the word except if we get enlightenment from the Holy Spirit and through the people whom God will use to deliver the messages coming to us in a prophetic manner. But the ministry of the Holy Spirit is becoming very, very much important in doing the word of God, in obeying the word. But we are going to obey him if we are not going to grieve him and give him his place in our lives by obeying every word and instruction that he gives us.
I hear you quite well. Thank you so much, Professor. Send us your WhatsApps. Tell us, what does spiritual instruction or divine instruction mean to you? And what has been the attitude of believers towards it?
Come live the life at 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Your daily companion, Radio Pulpit, it is coming to you live. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. We are talking about spiritual instruction, what it is even all about. Mayachi, what comes to mind?
Shalom, Mayachi, the book, Chuno, Eke Bonang. Mayachi, Hape Harkabuaka, spiritual instruction. It aims also regarding at transforming individuals' consciousness.
Yes.
Maybe also to say it leads to a deeper understanding of their true self and their relationship with the Supreme Most High.
Mm.
So, which means then one is awakened, one is enlightened, you know.
Mm.
And so we become in a state of awareness, or we transcend. So, which means then we can say as well, in this spiritual instruction, right, there can be also mentorship, discipleship, where there can be a teacher who guides or who offers advice or support, correction, maybe the accountability. So Serikasi uang hape, haribua ka diluzidi tonang libo accountability. It shows kore we can be trusted.
Mm.
You know, we are obedient to the word because we will do what we have learned from the word.
Yes.
And what the word does not want, we will remove, you know, like the tears, and to ensure that it is not what we do. So you could also have community fellowship as well, whereby we can learn as a group. I can say come as a community of believers to learn from each other, to share those experiences, and to support one another spiritual journey. So also recanale, maybe even a corporate worship, whereby Leone, it would be part of where we can say it has a community that would try to reinforce the teachings, and it would strengthen individual's connection, you know, to the larger spiritual community. So for instance, what we are doing right now, you know, it is exactly what we are talking about right now. This spiritual instruction, someone is able to learn from the discussion, from the contributions, from the comments that will be brought forward, you know. So it just helps. And Matthew 6:33 says, we must seek first the kingdom of Abba Yahweh and his righteousness, and all things shall be added unto us. So we can see that we are learning the importance of prioritizing the spiritual growth and trusting in Abba Yahweh over worldly concerns. So encouraged as believers to seek wisdom when we are facing also challenges. Scriptures like the book of Philippians chapter number 4, number 16, number 7, which will say that do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation by prayer and petition with thanksgiving,
presenting your request to Abba Yahuwah and the peace of Abba Yahuwah, which transcends all understanding, will guard your heart and your minds in Yahusha. So, now we are learning and we are uplifted, you know, even spiritually. Tuda Rabba and Shalom.
Shalom, Mayach. Shalom. Thank you so much. And of course, we are talking about the very notion of spiritual instruction, what it is even all about. Send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear from you as to what you make of it. Thank you. Given Mukotedi says, greetings, Pastor Ray, and all the partakers in the building, in the building, the Church of Christ. Divine instructions are not some things to play about or take for granted. Disobedience of the instructions have repercussions one can't stand. You will wish you were gone forever. I know what I'm talking about. May the good Lord help us take serious heed towards his instructions. That is given Moketsi. Thank you so much. Given, I really appreciate, sir. May the Father bless you even abundantly so.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.